epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
No Dukes of Bell today because they're off doing other things. I have no idea. Don't ask. Don't tweet me and say, what are Dukes of Bell? I don't know. They didn't tell me. But they're not here. But I'm here with Orin and Day-Day, and we got you covered because we're here to tell you that this is John Frickie at the Northern Kia Studios today on this Thursday, that my buddy Orin is, he's like, even though he doesn't have this, Day-Day, have you ever known the dad that had like twin girls who were like both super gorgeous, and you looked at him and went, oh, I feel for you, dude, because you're going to be fighting them off with a stick.
Yeah. I got a great good friend. He's got two twin girls and another daughter that's older. And yeah, to your point, it's like, yeah, bro, you're going to be get the shotgun ready.
Yeah. It's like, that's going to be. But Orin's got a different problem. It's a mailbox problem. Okay. And the mailbox problem is the scholarship offers are going to be busting out of it because, see, Orin's trying to set, he and Brett are trying to set up an entire offensive line in the NFL.
No. We have two, John. That's all we're doing. Just two. No more.
No, that's what you say now.
That's what I know.
Okay, you've got bookends, right? Right tackle, left tackle?
My two-month-old child, John, grew 4 inches in his first month of life. Four inches. Like, we're putting him on, like, this, like, 4 to 6 month clothes or whatever, and already starting to show a lot of diaper skin. Like, dude, what the heck? Like, stop growing, man.
Well, it ain't going to happen.
And then the other one is, the other one
is. 6'8 is going to happen, dude.
Yeah, the other one is now just a shade under 4 feet tall.
What are you going to do when Franklin's like running around at like age 10 and he looks like he's 16 and people want to ID him? They're like, he can't play football.
We'll see what happens. His mom has already started with the markers and the artistic side, which so we'll have that to fall back on if athletics doesn't work out. So
sure, yeah, right, exactly. When he's going to be like 6'9", 3'10", you know, you just got to start him on
the
weight.
That's the thing, though. Like he doesn't gain weight. He might be 6'9", but he might be 6'9", like 175.
Well, yeah,
that
right
joke
now.
Is a, I mean, he's a string bean.
Yeah, put some muscle on him. He'll be fine. Okay, anyway. Orin's got Orin's a big dude. For those of you who don't know Orin, Orin's a large human being. And his two, oh yeah, they're gonna be, yeah. The scholarship offers are gonna come in. It's like Franklin Romaine has got a scholarship offer today. He's gonna be tweeting at age 12. Please do announce. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to 4th and 1. Fourth and One is brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedicalCenter.com. Pardon me, I got that wrong. Priority Men's Medical, PriorityMen'sMedical.com, PriorityMen'sMedical.com. priorityprioritymens.com. Want to make sure I get that right, prioritymensmedical.com. So these rankings come out again. Here we go to ranking season, boys. You ready for this one? Okay, all right. Oh, my God. Did you see the NFL top 100? Oren, did you go through that?
Every once in a while, I'll see, like, I've seen some of the rankings, but not all of them.
If it's the same one that you're talking about, I saw the one where I believe Drake London was like 90 something. Is that the same one?
97 or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah. Drake London is the 97th best player in the NFL. All right. Okay. You know, I understand it doesn't matter. Okay, none of this matters. Go out in the field and prove it. You haven't been to the playoffs since the Braves sucked. Braves suck again, so maybe you can go back. We got to sacrifice one for the other. But I know. But at the same time, it's like, you guys can't see this. I mean, really? There are 96 players in the NFL better than Drake London? Okay, sure, you know. But it's going to make the victory all the sweeter. Now, there's the kitty cats. You kitty cat fans, see... All right, Swampers, I know some of you don't understand this. Being in Atlanta, the kitty cats on our other side there, they desperately want to be our rivals. They want to be our rivals so bad. You know, they want to bring, like, you know, shotguns and axes and drums and, you know, hammers and everything else to games. They want to be our rivals so bad. And we just kind of go, huh, yeah, okay, whatever. And it kills them, okay? It kills them. So when they get a chance... They go all in. And so the kitty cat fans are like slamming every NFL site guys out there with the Carolina Panthers are going to win the South this year. They're going to win the South. Good luck to that. How do you say hell no in the Spanish? Hello, no. I mean, I don't know. I lived in El Paso for a year, okay, when I was in seventh grade. My dad was the manager of the hotel in El Paso, and so we got sentenced there for a year. And so we went there, and I went to seventh grade in El Paso. And one day I'm standing at the front desk, and our bellhop was a guy named Luis, really nice guy. And he was an offensive tackle or offensive guard, offensive lineman for UTEP. Right. So he's like big guy, 6'3", 270. He's a big guy. This couple from, I think, New York, Boston, somewhere in the Northeast, they roll in. And he's an older man, older gentleman with an older lady, probably in their late 70s. And they stop and they look down at their bags and they look at him. And she whispers at him, I swear to God, I swear on my mother's grave in the Bible, my mom's alive, that this is a true story. He looks at him and he says, hello, Luis, can you help with our bagos? And Luis looks right at him and says, yes, I can. And the old man claps his hands like, good, thanks. What the hell was that? What do you think? I'm in El Paso. I got to speak Spanish. That's not how it works. And Luis is crying. And he went laughter. I was like, okay. I said, and he goes, it's not the first time it's happened. I went, oh my God. So it's hello, no, oh, in the Spanish there, Carolina. You're not winning the South. Okay. Okay. Look, they may be a better team this year. No, you're not winning the South. So I don't know what gives with these rankings, but I think here's my thing. I think this is going to make it all the more delicious when the Atlanta Falcons exceed expectations. The over-under in Vegas, I think, is like 7.5 wins. I'm like, okay. Does that sound like something that I would... 7.5, really? Because let's just stop for a second. I want to ask Oren and Day Day a question. All right, you two guys. You're 6-3. You're going to the off week, the bye week last year. You're three games up at all the tiebreakers, right? Does everybody remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kirko, and we're not going to get into the whole quarterback thing. He's already made his statements. We all know about Broke Down Liar. Kirko, in his – did you see the – by the way, what I'm tweeting out with the – he's doing the Great Clips ads. And like, oh, God. Anyway, Kirko – he gets injured, right? and it all goes to hell. But at 6-3, you are on pace for 10 to 11 wins. You're running away with the South, correct? If everything doesn't go to hell, you're running away with the South, right?
Right.
Correct.
Is this team right now on paper, as you view it, this one that's going into camp, better than that team last year was when they were at 6-3 going into the bye?
You said on paper.
Yeah. Well, that's all we got.
You know, on paper, I'm going to say this defense definitely, I believe, is better. Offensively, I think it's going to be somewhat of a question mark because while we did see good stuff from Michael Penix in those three games, was that enough for us to say that this offense is even better than it was at 6-3 heading into the bye week?
Oren, do you think the team right now on paper is better than the team at 6-3 going into the bye last year?
Oh, man. On paper, yeah, but we don't know what James Pierce is yet.
Well, it's all on paper. Everything's on paper.
Yeah, we don't know what James Pierce is yet. We don't know what Jalen Walker is yet. We don't know what Leonard Floyd's going to do for you yet. So, you know, on paper, I guess, because the needs that you needed to fill have been filled. But that's a tough question to ask because, like, you saw what the 6-3 team did, how they performed. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it's all on paper. But if you look at this team on paper, you can project out a little bit, okay? And I think you can project out and say, they are potentially better than the 6-3 team because they're better defensively. They have a defensive coordinator who knows what he's doing. If there's a step back with Michael Penix, and I'm not sure there is, but if there is a slight step back, you know, you could cover it by doing other things. But they're going to be explosive offensively. We already saw, you know, what they could do potentially. Let's go to that Commanders game. Geez. You walk into that environment, you had a beat, you know, if not, and everybody undersells the fact that you still would have gone to the playoffs had Young Wei Koo not gotten injured, notwithstanding the Commanders game, but also the Swamper game that they lost, you know, where he was kicking injured. So if you believe that this team is even equal to that 6-3 team, which was going to be a 10 or 11 team, win team running away with the South, then why seven and a half? Did they get demonstrably worse? I mean, demonstrably worse. Or are we saying, no, they actually might have gotten better? So, again, while we don't know if they got better, it's fair to say that they're at least as good and they're better on paper. Now, we haven't seen it in person. I get that. I understand that. But to say that they're the 21st best team in the NFL, which is what our buddies up there at the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network said, you know, I'm like, oh, okay. Really? All right. My point is this. Gentlemen, I'm going to ask you another question here. Is it going to be super-duper sweet? Day-Day, all right, let me just ask you. On a sweetness level, how sweet will it be if the Falcons stay healthy, do what they're supposed to do, win 11 games, and win the South? How sweet is that going to be to give them a lot of shut-me-up juice?
It's going to be real sweet because, one, you're going to feel great about what the future of this team is going to be, assuming everyone remains healthy. You've got a nice young core. Now, of course, you will have to start looking at some players that you're going to have to start putting some money in some pockets, things of that nature. But overall, it's going to be a great feeling.
You know, Oren, what's interesting is everybody here in town is excited about the immediate future, this year future, of both the Hawks and the Falcons. But the NBA guys are all kind of on board with the whole Hawks thing. You're reading everything out there going, yeah, you know what? The Atlanta damn Hawks, they could be good. Everybody, every NBA guy's going, yeah, A+, A++. Yeah, these guys could be seriously good. You know, and so they're all on board with the Hawks. So it's not going to be really so sweet if the Hawks do. It's going to be sweet for us if they do finally win stuff. But it's not going to be a surprise. They're not going to shut anybody up. The Falcons can shut a lot of people up, can't they, Oren?
I'm so sorry, John. I missed that. I took my headphones off for a second. Say that one more time for me.
What is it? Let's go to how sweet will it be if the Falcons offer shut me up juice to everybody?
That would be pretty sweet, yes.
Yes. That's my point. See, the Hawks aren't gonna surprise anybody. If the Hawks win 55 games, make a serious run in the playoffs, if they stay in, I don't think anybody's gonna be surprised. The NBA guys are all starting to say it. They're all starting to say, well, guys, you might want to pay attention to the Atlanta Hawks because they're going to be really good. But the NFL guys continue to say, the Atlanta Falcons ain't no good. And you got kitty cat fans out there living in some fantasy land, you know, and you know, at a strip club in Rock Hill, drinking way too many beers, going, we're winning the South. Yeah, good luck. All right, we continue on Dick Sabella on Sports Radio 90 Time the Game. Hanging out.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here, taking you through the last couple of days of the week, and it's really going to kick off next week. Well, you know what? It pops off. Football season pops off. The NFL season pops off when we get to the beginning of training camp, and the first camps open up their doors. That's 5 days from now. It also happens to be the same day that the SEC and college football really pop off in a different fashion, and that's when the SEC media days start. That's the beginning, kind of the unofficial, official beginning of college football. And, of course, this year, SEC Media Days are back here, and we'll have incredible coverage because we're going to be at the College Football Hall of Fame here. Sports Radio 90.9 The Game is ready to kick it all off. Live coverage of the SEC Media Days, Monday through Thursday, broadcasting live from the epicenter of the college football world. I love that because it's exactly true. We'll have interviews with players and coaches, your favorite SEC schools, and at 6 o'clock every night, Chris Goforth will bring you a one-hour wrap-up on SEC Media Days, all live from downtown Atlanta, Monday through Thursday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And I had the schedule. I think, Oren, I think the dogs are Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. I think they're day two. Is that correct? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. George is going to be on day two. This year, I had that in. I got so much stuff in front of me. If you ask me what it is, but yeah, it was like. All right. Well, anyway,
yeah,
we'll
they're day
out.
Two,
sure.
The 15th. Auburn, Georgia, Tennessee, and Texas. LSU, Ole gotcha. Miss, South Carolina, and Vanderbilt lead it off the 14th that Monday.
You know, and that's going to be really interesting to, you know, because a lot of coaches are going to be asked, Coach, what is your job security like? Oh, yeah, that's going to be a question to at least half a dozen. Yeah, no kidding. So, guys, I got another little thing I need your help with because you guys have been around the block a time or two, right? Are you guys good, Day-Day and Oren, are you guys good with leftover night? Are you good
I love leftover night, John.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You like Uncrustables, so sure.
By the way, John, we have on the 8th floor like a little area, a little vending area. They have a fridge that is stocked. When I say stocked, it's like 40 Uncrustables down there right now, John. They're frozen. Not a big fan of that, but there's like 40 Uncrustables downstairs in the fridge. I got to pay for them, allegedly. But Uncrustables downstairs in the fridge.
Wait. Allegedly?
Allegedly.
You want to help us out on how you okay.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Dede, are you a leftover night guy?
Man, grew up on leftovers, brother.
I did too. That doesn't mean I like them.
I mean, but see, if it's something that we made that I liked, give me the leftovers. Sometimes that next day, that seasoning really sets in.
Yeah, it marinates overnight, John.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. It was like, I had it last night. It was like my dating life. The next day, I was like, I was moving on.
Was it short, Katie?
Yeah.
Little Katie,
Yeah, the problem for me now, John, is with having four boys at the house, leftovers don't exist anymore because they eat everything.
Vacuum cleaners.
I haven't experienced that quite yet, but I got a feeling that's going to happen very soon for me, yes.
Oren, your food budget is going to be whacked.
Exponentially through the roof, man. Well, actually, you know what, John? Because
you're going to be you're going to be the dude. I'm sorry. You're going to be Oren. You're going to be the dude in the Wally World with like six buggies going. Then you're going to be showing the video of the receipt that's like longer than you could hold in both arms. That's a week's worth of food.
Here's the deal, though, John. Here's the deal. It actually might not be as bad because the little one right now is on specialized formula, and that's like $75 a can. So it might be cheaper when they grow up. Yeah.
Well, I got a thing for you, Oren. It's called the Chinese Buffet on Monday, the Golden Corral on Tuesday. You know what I'm just talking about? You get what I'm putting down here? I mean,
be buffet living. Don't worry about that, John. We'll definitely be buffet living.
You know, you're at the tomatoes. I get it. You know, I know. That's the way to do it. You know, you're the good. You roll in though, and they're gonna go, oh no, we're losing money now. Because they're going to be anyway, so I'm not real happy about that. I get off, the show ends at 6, and I walked out and I went upstairs and I said to because the studio here is downstairs. And I said to the maven, I said, I was like, what's for dinner? And she's like, we're just going to have leftovers. I'm like, oh yeah. You get off at 6, and I don't want to come. Okay, all right. It's like no fun right now because I'm going to Michigan on Saturday. We're leaving to go up to see my dad up to Canada, as I call it, right? And I'm trying to talk my bride into I want movie night. I haven't been to the movies yet, and so I'm going through. I'm going, okay, the new Superman film. She's she doesn't do superhero movies. No, that's out. So I said, how about the F1 Brad Pitt film? It's getting great reviews. Have you guys you seen F1?
Yeah, I saw it. It's a great movie. I don't recommend it seeing it in 4DX, though. I don't know if you know what 4DX is, John.
4DX sounds like a rapper's name. What is 4DX?
4DX is a theater that basically is very interactive. So as the car moves, the seat moves.
Oh,
when there's exhaust,
really?
You get hit on the back of the head with smoke and air. When it rains, you get hit in the face with water. I'm not joking. Like, literally, I felt like I was going to get thrown out of my seat on some of those race scenes 4 or 5 times. Like, these seats are moving. They are moving. But, yeah, it's a great movie.
I might enjoy that.
No, John. No, I can tell you right now, buddy. It is. Because it's one of those things, too, like, you never know. Like, all right, the race is starting. I'm going to expect the seats are going to move. But they move in such a way that you don't expect that first movement how it happens. So you kind of like you brace yourself maybe one way and the seat goes a totally different way.
So was it just for this movie or did they do other movies?
Oh, they do other movies too, but this one is a bit more interactive because it's a racing movie. So I suspect like racing movies
the only problem I'm having with this whole concept is if there's like, a serious sex scene,
John Fricky, stop.
Is the seat moving?
Stop. Gonna stop that right now. It's a family show.
I'm just asking.
There are kids in the car right now.
I'm just asking if
my
nieces, my teenage nieces,
texting me. They're listening to the show right now, John.
Okay,
we're not doing that. We're not doing that, John Fricky.
Well, okay. Well, you know, I just try to get clarification here. Nieces, I'm just seeking to get clarification. That's all I'm doing here, you know, because I just kind of want to know this thing. So I haven't seen everybody. So I don't know, because Day-Day's, you know, the wife controls mine does. Controls the remote, and she gets to pick the movies. I don't go to movies by myself. I don't want to be. When I was a single guy, I went to a movie one time, and I was the only person in the movie theater. And you would think that'd be like the cool. And I felt like, this is weird. I thought it was weird. I was the only dude in the theater. You know,
doesn't matter with that.
Yeah, we had this conversation, wasn't it? What, last week, Arn? We talked about
going to the movies by yourself.
Like, I used to do that all the time. I remember when my wife met me, I was going to go see Revenge of the Sith by myself. And she was like, why are you doing that? I was like, because I have no time for waiting to see if anybody wants to go with me. And she was like, all right, well, I'll go with you. And I was like, okay. Like, it's not a problem for me. I don't see why people think it's weird.
You know, usually I say it's okay, you pick a movie, I pick a movie, you pick a movie, and I pick a movie, which is fine, and that works, but that really doesn't work. Because she picks a movie, right, and I go, and then I pick a movie, and if she vetoes it, then we don't go. But maybe if I could do the whole movable seat thing,
Does sound fun, though. Now, how much is that ticket, Orin? Because I know theaters like that, when you start getting like the experiences thrown into it, the tickets start to rise up. What is that, like a $25 ticket, Orin?
Possibly, yeah.
That's what I figured.
Where is this place? Is it in town? Is it, I mean, 4DX, is that what it's called? I don't know.
It was Atlantic Station.
Oh, they have really? It over there.
Yeah, it's not something that is totally uncommon. There might be one, like 4DX is the new thing. Well, not the new thing. I shouldn't say it's a new thing. 4DX is a newer thing, I guess, in terms of the theater experience. But it's been around for a few years. I wouldn't be surprised if you see it at, like, Lennox or Phipps or, like someplace like that, so. I wouldn't be surprised.
Look, I mean, well, I wouldn't either. I mean, they got to do something to get people into the theaters. I mean, IMAX is suddenly, you know, passe, you know.
I mean, no, IMAX is still, the thing is, you have to go see the IMAX on, like, the legit IMAX. You might have to take a drive for it, but, like, go to Mall of Georgia, see it on the IMAX out there. Like, if you see it on, if you see IMAX on a legitimate IMAX screen, it's worth it.
No, I'm not saying it isn't. I'm just saying that we've been there and done that. No, I like IMAX. I enjoy IMAX. I mean, I'm not saying it isn't. I'm just saying that we need, what's the next thing along the line, you know? Well, I could think of some movies that would have been fun in 4DX, some older films that would have been fun in 4DX. I'm not going to, no, not that one. Okay, it might have actually been fun, but. All right, I'll keep it for Orin. I'll keep it straight. Yeah, man, no man around
Thank
the corner.
You.
It is a Thursday afternoon as we... Somebody just texted. No. Okay, I guess I... Okay, I can't... See, I can't say that on the air. Dave, oh, God. Yeah, man, no man is next. It's funny as hell. Oh, man. Osborne's ready. I need to deny the game. Oh, no.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from the Northern Kia Studios. John Fricke alongside Oren and Day-Day today and tomorrow. The fellows will be back on Monday. And, of course, next week going to be big. And, matter of fact, every week. Buckle up. And not like you're in a 4DX theater here, because every week will be big. SEC Media Days, opening of Falcons camp. Here we go. Football season is arriving as of next week here to Atlanta. Let's do a little Yeah Man, No Man.
Alrighty, guys, we are at Thursday, almost to the weekend, and what an exciting weekend it will be as we welcome the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And shouts out to everybody getting ready for Beyonce. She kicks off her, what is it, four nights tonight.
Thursday, Mercedes. Friday, Saturday Monday.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, my poor daughter. Oh, yeah,
she's got to work all that. And then the traffic in the area. Oh, yeah. Have fun with that. Yeah,
but hey, John, think about it like this. Your daughter gets to see Beyonce four nights.
Yeah. She gets sick
of three nights of Taylor Swift, I think, you know, I mean.
I'm just saying.
By the way, is this like old school Beyonce, or is this Cowboy Carter?
This is Cowboy Carter. Yeah, this is Cowboy Carter. So this won't, I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen anybody really talk about any of the past shows. So I don't know if mixing anything in or if it's strictly, but I think it's
strictly. There was a story from the last shows that she did where when she does 16 carriages towards the end of the show, they lower her in a car that's like suspended on like ropes or suspended, and something happened and the car shifted.
Oh yeah, I did see a little headline about that.
She's strapped into it, but it's like leaning almost at like a 90-degree angle.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Straight down at the floor.
Yeah, that's one thing about these artists, man. Some of the things they like to pull off, man.
There's 4DX and there's the get the hell out of the way.
Right. All right, up
that's
first.
That's going to be a new thing, huh, John, 4DX.
All right, look. We've talked about it. I think the overall consensus is it's going to need a miracle for the Braves to get into the postseason. So as they will eventually have to start looking towards next season and possibly making some roster adjustments, Yeah Man, No Man, Drake Baldwin will be the starting catcher for the 2026 season. John, you're up first.
I'll go with yes. They're going to have to move more than one guy, and Sean Murphy is movable. So I'll go, yeah, Drake Baldwin's going to get the job. It'll be his job, yes.
All right, Big O, what you think?
Yeah, the thing is, though, there was an article that just came out from Robert Murray of FanSided where he said that no player that is under control past the 2025 season – is going to get moved for the Braves. So it makes me think that maybe they're considering keeping Sean Murphy in some role.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it would be as a starting catcher, but
Wait, where did you say he was from? Fansided?
Fansided, yeah. Robert Murray of Fansided.
You can ignore that.
Robert Murray's a good writer, though. Robert Murray's a good writer. Robert Murray's a good
baseball
writer.
Well, then he needs to go to a better site than Fansided.
But it's just under 25, like under 2025 control, pass anybody that's that. Like I. So a guy like Marcell Ozuna, who's not signed next year, yes.
Well, yeah, he's gone.
But a guy like Sean Ozuna Murphy, who's here for a couple more years.
Yeah, but Murphy has some value to you. You got to restock your minors somehow. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Well,
I mean, I know that they're going to count on just everybody going to get healthy, you know, and so I get that. I mean, Chris Sale makes sense. I mean, you're not going to get anything for him right now. He's damaged goods, and people are like, oh, he's damaged goods. He makes a lot of money. And I think the Braves really think that they're going to get another good season. Look, he would have been on the All-Star team if not for the silly dive thing that and the ridiculousness that happens to the Braves. He would have been on the All-Star team. He would have been potentially a candidate for the Cy Young. I mean, if you want to talk about the injury that really hurt the Braves the most this year, that might have been it, because any hope that they had of making a run probably got dashed at that moment that he hit the ground in the ninth inning.
Yeah, true. And to O's point there, the only thing I will say is Alex Anthopoulos was on the station a couple of weeks ago, and he did say, like, look, when it comes to the catcher position, he is a two-man platoon type of guy in that sense. So maybe it's just a role reversal, and maybe Sean Murphy becomes the de facto backup and Drake Baldwin.
That's a lot of money for a backup, though, $15 million per.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm just, you know, if he's going to get kept, because, again, Drake Baldwin is proving that it's going to be tough to sit him.
Yeah, but you could probably go out and find a backup catcher. Look, you got to get a shortstop.
Yeah.
Somehow. And you have to trade for him.
I mean, because I would be in the mindset of moving on from Murph.
I mean, you're going to have to give up something. What's Ozuna going to bring back in a trade? Not much.
Well, I mean,
nothing,
it's going to
really
be somebody that wants. He's still got a big bat.
Gone at the end of the year.
The bat's not what it was. I mean, he's nursing the hip injury right now, and the numbers have gone down.
Right.
He's still a big bat, so there's something you can get for him. There's something of value.
He's a valuable DH. All right, let's move on. Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yorkman, Yormark, said he wants the conference to be global. And you talked about the fact John, earlier you were mentioning when you were talking about the Big 12 how they've got that game in Dublin, Iowa State and Kansas State? And they're going to be, you know, they've got some other things scheduled to take place over there. But yeah, man, no man, college athletics could do well with international expansion.
Well, yeah, it's all a money move. I mean, sure. I mean, the NFL plays way too many games overseas, so I think Yomark wants to play games in Mexico. I mean, I think he's got, you know, since he's got such a broad conference, he could play games in Britain, play games even in Canada. I mean, he'd like to, I guess. I mean, it's a money grab, so sure, I'll go, yeah, he's going to do it. Does it really help the Big 12 down the road? Probably not. I mean, the Big 12 and the ACC eventually are going to fold. I mean, they'll become like the Pac-12. I mean, they're going to lose their best teams. But in the short term, sure. Yeah, why not?
Big O, what say you? Big O?
I'm thinking. Go back to Freaky on this one, yes.
Well, Freaky says he thinks it could survive, but how long, he doesn't know. And I will say I'm more intrigued as to, because I can't imagine that you'd be doing every sport. Like, I can't imagine it'd be a football thing, right?
Oh, no, it's a football
thing. You think so? You think You think it's everything, a little bit of everything. So.
Well, I think especially football. I mean, because you make money. I mean, they're going to make money on the Ireland game.
Right.
Right. And so far in college football, that's the only overseas, I mean, of any note. I mean, there's a bowl game in the Bahamas. But, I mean, when we're talking about, you know, regular season here.
What did Tech and FSU make last year from that game?
I mean, you know, I don't know. You'd have to go and look. But it was worth their time to go.
Right.
But at the same time, yeah, so I could see, you know, I don't see the SEC or the Big 12. There are certain schools that will probably say no. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not moving a home game. Ohio State's like, I'm not moving a home game. They're going to play a road game somewhere.
Right.
You know, but they would, you know. So if you want to play, you know, it depends on the school. But, yeah, sure. I mean, if you're going to get money from Britain to London to go play a game, or you're going to get money from Monterey, Mexico to go play a game, you know. Right now, again, it's just a money grab. So, yeah.
Right.
I mean, I get it. I mean, do I care about it? Not really. As a matter of fact,
you want to see Nebraska play a football game overseas, John?
Well, they did. They played Northwestern over there. It was a damn disaster over there in Ireland. That was Scott Frost who had to shut his mouth anyway. But anyway, I lost my train of thought there. I was going to tell you.
You got mad at Scott Frost, and I just
got mad.
Stick with him everything, huh?
got mad at Scott. I could never be made. Look, he beat Peyton Manning in a national title game. I can't get too mad at him.
Oh, he didn't beat him. He played on a team that beat him.
Well, he was starting quarterback of the other team that beat Peyton Manning.
97 team was pretty loaded, wasn't it?
Was that?
That 97 team was pretty loaded, though, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, but so was Tennessee. I mean, yeah, Jamal Lewis on that team. You had Leonard Little on that team. Yeah, I mean, that Peyton Manning was the quarterback, for crying out loud. How loaded was Tennessee? I mean, he scorched them at the festival. So, I mean, Nebraska was loaded too, sure. But, I mean, anyway, that's neither here nor there. Because nobody cares but me. So, it's, you know, it's the overseas thing is just one of those things where I guess you do it. I don't like it in the NFL at all.
Right.
And what always bugs me, because, guys, I'm going to tell you, the NFL, while I understand it's a business and you want to make money, I get it. But the people that get hurt are the people that work at the stadiums. Right. And because, you know, Mercedes-Benz is one thing. You got 4 nights of Beyonce, 3 nights of Taylor Swift. You've got FIFA games. You got so much going on at the stadium that the people that make their money working at the stadium probably not going to miss a Falcons game, you know, if they go overseas and play. But if you're at, you know,
college-wise, that's a different story.
You know, yeah, right, exactly. You know, you're going to miss the paycheck.
Yeah.
And the businesses around the that live for those 7 or 8 college football Saturdays, to lose that college football Saturday is a huge deal.
Especially in your smaller town,
right?
Type teams.
And so that's why I'm like, yeah, okay, it may work out for the conference, but I just really think it's unfair, you know, you know, around Auburn, Alabama, you know, those 7 or 8 home games a year. That's, you make half the money for your year or more just on those 7 or 8 Saturdays.
Yeah, maybe there's some type of kickback that they can do.
No, they won't share. You kidding me?
All right, next one. For All-Star Weekend, if you plan on making your way up to Truist, they have announced a Southern-themed eating type of menu.
Oh, my gosh. Caleb Johnson took pictures of these things, yes.
And some of the food on here, very interesting. They've got the Down by the Bay burger, fried green tomato sliders, Don't Call It Hot Atlanta chicken sandwich, Bless Your Heart Dog, and the one that caught my attention,
those Southern nachos,
peach cobbler nachos. Yeah, peach cobbler nachos would be a must try for you.
No
cinnamon sugar tortilla chips loaded with warm peach cobbler filling and whipped cream.
No,
Big O, what say you?
Now, the Southern nachos they had, which were the pork rinds. Those I liked. Those look good.
Yeah, the pork rinds piled high with pulled pork, baked beans, cheddar cheese sauce, and a drizzle of tangy Alabama white sauce.
That one I can do. The peach cobbler one, just give me peach cobbler.
Southern nachos kind of sounds
like. Yeah, just give me peach cobbler, right? I mean,
just give me peach because good by itself.
You know, it's fine. I mean, if you have somebody doing that, that's just, it's not my thing.
And just people doing too much to food these days, man.
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah, it's like too much.
Give me the food, man. I'm good.
You know, I think I would try that one out of everything. Everything else sounds like instant heartburn.
Well, that peach cobbler nacho sounds like instant something else.
Yeah, no kidding. That's what I was thinking, Art. I'm with you. You know, that's a 40X I don't want to experience.
All right, guys. Oh, that's John. A yeah, man, no man
yeah,
for
the
Thursday.
Seat's moving. A little too interactive for me. Yeah, no. Yeah, there's yeah, man, no man, and there's no man. It is Dukes of Bell on a Thursday afternoon. Dog Report coming up next, where Kirby Smart getting ready for SEC Media Days and much more. We're going to break down who could be the guy that could be the most important player for the Dogs on offense this year. And this is going to be interesting because I'm going to find out from those two who they think, because I think I have a different take on Sports Radio 90.10 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.